Well, I guess when he made the decision to come back, Wigan Saints was high on the agenda to be involved with. So how frustrating is it that you're not playing?
Obviously, massively frustrating. Yeah, these are exactly the kind of games that I wanted to come back and play in Super League for. You know, I don't think there's a better atmosphere than Wigan Saints, and certainly on Good Friday with the tradition it brings. So, you know, I've played in a lot of them, and you know, I'm lucky to have done that. But yeah, it's still frustrating not to be playing in this one.
What will your role be on the day?
Not a lot on the day, to be honest. You know, I'll help the boys out through the week in whatever I can. You know, Dan Sargent's been playing fullback. I had a few words with him in training today. I'm always, you know, just trying to help out whenever, wherever I can. But yeah, game day, there's not much I do really. It's just sort of I go train in the morning, do my normal training, and then go watch the boys as a supporter.
Yeah, and what have you made of it all since you've come back? Obviously, you've had a ringside seat. What have you made of the season so far, Wigan and the Super League general?
I think Super League's been brilliant. You know, looking at the amount of games that have been finished with drop goals or multiple drop goals, as we found at Holloway. You know, I think it's exciting, and that's what we want. And I think it's a positive that Widnes are up at the top of the league. You know, they're playing really well, and it's a side that don't necessarily stick around right at the end of the season. So hopefully, this is a change in time, and Salford are going well. You know, there's teams that have, you know, historically down at the bottom of the league that are sitting pretty high up, and hopefully, you know, that continues and right through to the end of the season. So I think it's been a great start for the Super League as a whole, and Wigan, it's been okay. You know, a loss to Widnes was very disappointing. We undersold ourselves last week. We didn't play as we planned to, and Widnes are playing really good rugby, so that's why we got beat. You know, I don't think we've played particularly well yet. We've been lucky to win a couple of the games that we have won. So, you know, although we've only lost the one game, we've got massive improvements in us.
Yeah. And just on yourself, to remind people, you were hoping to be involved in the end of season series last year and had to pull out and have the operation. And where are you at now in terms of getting back to full fitness and playing fitness?
Well, recovery's all gone to plan so far, so you know, fingers crossed it'll carry on that way. I started running on the field this week, so that's a, you know, quite a big progression for me. And I'm hoping to be ready early May time is ideal, but you know, it's quite a lengthy injury, so you know, things can change on the way. You know, it might swell up next week and put me back a week, or it might be a week before that. You know, it's just too early to tell, but around the 7 week mark I should be playing.
And the two Tompkins boys, I think Wigan fans are happy to see them both back, because Joel's sitting as well, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Joel's out of his injury now, you know, and he's fit to play this week. So yeah, I've lost one of my training partners there. You know, so there's only a few of us, me, Dom Crosby, and obviously Mickey McLaurin that are missing from my starting 17. So you know, I'm keep my head down and do everything I can to get back as soon as possible.
I'm going to ask you just finally about the team you've left behind, because they're doing it tough as well, aren't they, at the start of this NRL?
They are, yeah. They've had three games and not got a win yet, which is disappointing. You know, they're getting better. The first week they were poor, thought they were better second week, and then this week just gone, they played Melbourne. They could have won that 10 minutes ago. I think they were two in front. You know, a couple of bad decisions, you know, kicking the ball dead and stuff like that. Over there it kills you. You know, the team getting seven tackles, get down the other end, and you know, people like Cooper Cronk kicking drop goals, you're going to struggle to beat a team unless you play for a full 80. I think Ryan Hoffman in his interview after the game said, you know, they've played for 70 minutes and been beaten in the last 10. So that's probably been a story for the Warriors, and I know they're trying to change that.